Lily picked up a fallen flower from the bush behind which Snape lurked. Petunia advanced, evidently torn between curiosity and disapproval. Lily waited until Petunia was near enough to have a clear view, then held out her palm. The flower sat there, opening and closing its petals like some bizarre, many-lipped oyster.
"Stop it!" shrieked Petunia. "It's not hurting you," said Lily,
but she closed her hand on the blossom and threw it back to the ground.
"It's not right,"
said Petunia, but her eyes had followed the flower's flight to the ground and lingered upon it.
"How do you do it?"
she added, and there was definite longing in her voice.
"It's obvious, isn't it?"
Snape could no longer contain himself, but had jumped out from behind the bushes. Petunia shrieked and ran backward toward the swings, but Lily, though clearly startled, remained where she was. Snape seemed to regret his appearance. A dull flush of colour mounted the sallow cheeks as he looked at Lily.
"What's obvious?" asked Lily.
Snape had an air of nervous excitement. With a glance at the distant Petunia, now hovering beside the swings, he lowered his voice and said,
"I know what you are."
"What do you mean?"
You're a witch,"
whispered Snape. She looked affronted.
"That's not a very nice thing to say to somebody."
She turned, nose in the air, and marched off toward her sister.
"No,"
said Snape. He was highly coloured now, and Harry wondered why he did not take off the ridiculously large coat, unless it was because he did not want to reveal the smock beneath it. He flapped after the girls, looking ludicrously bat-like, like his older self. The sisters considered him, united in disapproval, both holding on to one of the swing poles as though it was the safe place in tag.
"You are,"
said Snape to Lily.
"You are a witch. I've been watching you for a while, but there's nothing wrong with that. My mum's one, and I'm a wizard."
Petunia's laugh was like cold water.
"Wizard!"
she shrieked. Her courage returned now that she had recovered from the shock of his unexpected appearance.
"I know who you are. You're that Snape boy. They live down Spinner's End by the river,"
she told Lily, and it was evident from her tone that she considered the address a poor recommendation.
"Why have you been spying on us?"
"Haven't been spying," said Snape, hot and uncomfortable and dirty-haired in the bright sunlight.
"Wouldn't spy on you, anyway,"
he added spitefully.
"You're a muggle."
Though Petunia evidently did not understand the word, she could hardly mistake the tone.
"Lily, come on, we're leaving,"
she said shrilly. Lily obeyed her sister at once, glaring at Snape as she left. He stood watching them as they marched through the playground gate, and Harry, the only one left to observe him, recognized Snape's bitter disappointment and understood that Snape had been planning this moment for a while, and that it had all gone wrong. The scene dissolved, and before Harry knew it, reformed around him. He was now in a small thicket of trees. He could see a sunlit river glittering through their trunks. The shadows cast by the trees made a basin of cool green shade. Two children sat facing each other, cross-legged on the ground. Snape had removed his coat now. His odd smock looked less peculiar in the half-light.
"And the Ministry can punish you if you do magic outside school. You get letters."
"But I have done magic outside school. We're all right. We haven't got wands yet. They let you off when you're a kid, and you can't help it. But once you're 11,
he nodded importantly,
"and they start training you, then you've got to go careful."
There was a little silence. Lily had picked up a fallen twig and twirled it in the air, and Harry knew that she was imagining sparks trailing from it. Then she dropped the twig, leaned in toward the boy and said,
"It is real, isn't it? It's not a joke. Petunia says you're lying to me. Petunia says there isn't a Hogwarts. It is real, isn't it?"